Welcome to the 117th edition of Mutt and Meaden Music. I am your V4V DJ, Boostan Birch, and I'm here to break ground with that V4V sound and give you a blast with this Birchcast to bring you the best of what the value for value music scene has to offer. This was Gage 44 with Gage 44. Now we're gonna play What You're Looking At by 2 Weeks in Nashville.
Imagine what this could be.
Why don't you look at
you're looking at by 2 weeks in Nashville. I hope everyone has had a good week. This is Petals by Homeless Moses. Found this podcast in your modern podcast app and you are listening live right now, we have a chat room that you can join and troll away. That is called the No Agenda chat room on the Zero Node IRC server. And Dug It Up is writing that he has Dug It Up finishes work goals for the week with a strong arm symbol. That's very good, Dug It Up. We all need to finish our work for the week, and now the week is done, and we can take some time to relax, listen to some good music, just enjoy the good vibrations, and let all the frustration just Vaporize, Drift Away. This is I'm Alive by Hear My Roar.
What's it?
Alive by Hear My Roar. and I hope you feel alive as well. Don't let anything drag you down. Just feel the best you can feel. And know that we're all in this together. No matter how or where we are going, how, where or when we are going, this is How Will I Know What I Like by Frankie Peroni. I Like by Frankie Peroni. And the Salty Crayon is writing in the chat room, I feel better when I'm hell out of here. My job. Yes, in a couple of hours, Salty Crayon, you're the hell out of there. Then it's finally weekend. This is VDC by the 54 Plates. We'll be right back.
system a sign that it's our time to fight. Must keep going forward, go toe to toe with the night, the dead of night. White devil, white devil's ghost. White devil, we are need.
Body is on fire and so is my mind, and someone else's minds are on fire as well. Salty Crayon are on fire from Podcast Guru. He's coming in with 333 sats to 2 weeks in Nashville, 54 plates, and Hear Me Roar. Thank you, Salty Crayon. And another one who is on fire is C. Brooklyn. He is coming in with 3,333 sets from Fountain, and he writes, "Thank God it's Friday! Are you ready for some black metal, C. Brooklyn? I sure as hell am. This is On the Ladder of Divine Ascent by Byzantium." On the ladder of divine ascent by Byzantium. And that done did it for me, at least. I guess for you as well. I see DeLorean is writing, wow, this goes hard as fuck. Eric Peepee is writing, yes, this is great. And DeLorean is writing, those drums are on the offense. I like the movements in this song a lot. Yes, that song at least fired me up as well. I really enjoyed listening to it. So I hope that was a good first segment. Let's go on with some donations. We're going to start off, first of all, with C. Brooklyn. He comes in from Fountain, and he has been listening to the 115th Piano Special Volume 2 edition. And he comes in with 5,000 sats to Not Far Away by Alan C. Paul and writes, great episode. Thank you, C. Brooklyn. Sir Libre is coming in with, first of all, 1,200 sats with the auto boost from v4vmusic.com, and that went to different artists and the show. And then he also comes in with 1,000 sats to Martyrs by Dire Descent and writes Dire Descent plus plus with a horn hand sign. Thank you, Sir Libre. Next one up is Kilo Romeo plus plus coming in from Podcast Guru. And Kilo Romeo comes in with 420 sats that went to The Dark Song by TJ the Wrathful that we played on the pre-show on the previous edition. And he Kilo Romeo plus plus is writing, enjoying the music. Thank you. Andy is coming in from Castomatic. And Andy is coming in with 2,000 sats that went to the show. Lyceum is coming in from True Fans with 30 sats. And then we have Odyssey Vestra coming in from Fountain. And Odyssey Vestra has been streaming the whole 113th edition. So he has been sending satoshis to all the artists on that edition, so thank you for that. And thanks to everyone that has been coming in with the boosts for the previous edition and this edition as well, of course. And since we have a bit of a short list today, I want to tell a story because I had a kind of a great week, and I had a day when I went out with a Sinterklaas costume. And to explain what a Sinterklaas costume is, we here in the Netherlands, we have two Santa Clauses, really. We have Sinterklaas and Santa Claus. And Sinterklaas is a celebration that we do early or late November, early December. And that's a totally different Santa than the traditional, or should I say the Christmas Santa that we are used to. And I went out this Wednesday dressed up as Sinterklaas. And I went to a place where I stood and sang Christmas songs. And I am, of course, a bit, a little bit, I'm a bit new when it comes to Dutch culture, of course. What I did was I stand and sang Christmas carols in that Sinterklaas costume. And I guess that was a bit untraditional because a security guard came up to me and he was a bit he was a bit sour, and he asked me what the point was in standing in a Sinterklaas costume singing Christmas Carol. And I told him that I wanted to make people happy. That was my point of being there. And he went to his own corner, and he was a bit irritated. So I wasn't off to a good start, because then the children that stood around me, they were starting to ask me if I really were the real Sinterklaas, because I had the working shoes on. So I had a lot of children standing around me, starting to yell at me. And I did the only right thing to do, and that was what I was there to do, and that was to sing Christmas carols. So I just went on singing Christmas carols. And the most funniest thing happened, because all the children that were yelling at me, they were starting to dig it. They were starting to enjoy the Christmas carols, and they were starting to sing along and starting to cheer for me. And at the end, I had all the children singing or dancing or I don't know what around me, so that was really fun. And even the sour security guard had to smile in the end. So that was a big win for everyone. So that was my story for this week. I just want to mention that this is, of course, a value for value music podcast, and that means that all the music we play are released as value for value, and you can boost it, support it through this podcast or any other value for value music podcast, or directly through a modern podcast app or in a podcast app web-based music app like lnbeats.com or v4vmusic.com. So that's everything I want to say today. Support independent music, support all the V4V music podcasts, and then we're gonna play some more music. We are gonna start off with Blue Chagrin by Justin Lantrip.
Beautiful. Go ahead and live, and let it build that pain you feel in him, until it's beautiful. Lies if you're
Chagrin by Justin Lantrip. And DeLorean is writing, I want this on video, Øystein. That is not possible, DeLorean. I have tried to find it, but I didn't record it myself. It exists somewhere out there. Some people stood with their camera, but I couldn't find it. But at least it happened. You can be sure it happened, even if I didn't if I don't have a video or a photo. I will try my best next year to get a good photo. Then I'm going out next year as well, of course. Eric Peepee is writing, now use your gang of children to commit crimes. I have to first of all learn them some good Norwegian Christmas carols. And I think that a guy in a Sinterklaas costume and working shoes with a bunch of kids running around doing crime for him, I think that sounds like a good Christmas story, Eric Peepee. Maybe that's something we can work on. This is Brothers and Sisters by Hi Haleen.
Thank you.
we have more people on fire. DeLorean is coming in with 2 × 3,333 sets from Podcast Guru and writes, that done did it for me. Love you, Øystein, and love Mutton Me the Music. Musical Musketeers forever. Yes, indeed, DeLorean. And then Eric Peepee is coming in with 3,333 sets from Curiocaster, and he is giving me 2 arms up in a ASCII kind of way. Thank you, Eric Peepee. And that went to the black metal song that we played. That's great. This is KJ by the Nogs.
Paint on the face that they want to see. Even though inside you're breaking down. Creating fear in others only to hide your own. Living loaded is living.
Sitting, learning new things every day. Eric Peepee is writing in a chat room that the symbol he wrote in ASCII signs does mean a horned hand sign. When I look at that symbol, I see a guy with 2 arms up. I don't know what's maybe something is wrong with my head, Eric Peepee. But that was what I was seeing, but now I understand it's a horned hand sign that works for me as well. This is PsyOp season by These Laughs.
Every time I turn the TV, it's
and
else
Eric Peepee is also streaming while he is listening to this live edition of Mutton Me the Music. And so can you do in your modern podcast app.
Skyscrapers with lights on at night, economic plight, crackheads fight over stealing bikes at twilight, it's finite, broken clock spot in life, is it time right to strike, sleight of hand by the ones who's paid to lead the fight, they know the future cause they bleed the mice, lab rats caught in a amazed, talking about how cheese is nice. Yo, they leave a truth demented, don't answer questions, stifle true reflection under the deception of self-reflection. Got the weather vane hooked on junk and changed directions. Perfection for some, Edwards camp at intersections. Don't look directly at it, you'll find it depressing. Suits and ties, lies, and we don't ever learn from lessons. Bad choices are bad luck. Greedy fat fucks dug for it, trying to use the green belt to hold his pants up. Take our tax dollars and spend them. Yo, these politicians, I guess for them, evil can be tempted, but still, you're not exempted from judgment at the end. And in fact, yo, I guarantee we'll be inheriting this earth you're messing. I'm not stressing, cause heaven's where I'm headed. Yo, do I need a vax pass for entrance? They commit another sin when they're elected in. They don't want what's best for us, they just want what's best for them. They commit another sin soon as they're elected in. They don't want what's best for us, they want what's best for them. I said commit another sin when they're elected in. They don't want what's best for us, they just want what's best for them. Commit another sin once they're elected in. They don't want what's best for us, they just want what's best for them. Yo,
sicko mode, not a fan of Travis Scott. Sick people are taking boosters, increasing the chance of blood clots. We already know, catch me at the corner with my brother from another, not an average Joe. Best stand-up comedy club in the city. Come on down the alley, it's a hidden gem. We miss you, Nitty. Come on down through the alley, it's a hidden gem. We miss you, Paul and Nitty. No one's cooking, everyone is sicker. What's the reason? Not a fan of Uber Eats, I never had a reason. All the delivery smelling like Indian food. Nah, I think you meant to say an Indian, my dude. Shouldn't say it, that's rude. I mean, so it's sweating through the bag of your back. Now you want me to tip you too? Food is medicine, I'm not teasing. Prepare your own food and keep track of the ingredients and the seasoning. Yo, it's the psyop season, the psyop season, it's the season. You're wearing a mask, wondering why you're having a hard time, I mean breathing. Yo, saying it's freezing, we live in Canada, oh yeah, is that the reason? Said it's freezing. I mean, another psyop season. Spending money you don't have is not needed. I mean, restaurant adding preservatives, Tito's and the greasing. Yo, our food has gotta start with us. Even though I'm driving again, I'm still taking the bus. What's the reason? Psyop season, needing to scare us with the unhoused. Walking around, there's no reason. Being threatened on the TTC and getting out of line like Jordan Neely. You catch a season's beating when the Raptors won the chip. I tore through Canada and that was with Jeff Leeson. What did you do? I mean, I was the tour merch manager and driver, and that was the reason. Shout out to Ty Wright, Edgy Deason. Memories to last a lifetime, guess we'll have to wait and see then.
I want to thank everyone that has been listening to this live edition of Mutton Me the Music. Everyone that has been boosting in while this live edition was going on. And I hope to see everyone back next Friday, right after Podcasting 2.0. Until then, have a good weekend and a good week if you're listening to this later. And let the V4V music scene shine bright forever. This is Star Song by Snowshoes. See you all next week.
so cool. Everything Oystein puts out there is gold. It's so much fun.
Yeah, we love Oystein.
We do. Big fans.